cold air is on the move once again, arriving in the northeast today and tonight. It looks like the coldest day will be tomorrow, and then temperatures will begin to moderate for Thursday and Friday. The cold air, though, is arriving with some snow showers as we wrap up the day on this Tuesday and move into Christmas Eve night. And from time to time, some of these snow showers and squalls have been locally heavy. It looks like this little cluster of showers of snow will clip the capital region and point south through the late day and early evening hours. Keep that in mind if you are going to be out on the roadways, as some of these snow showers could result in some slippery travel conditions. We've also had a few snow showers across the North Country today, primarily in the mountains, but even down in the valley there have been a few snow showers around, and we'll have that chance for a passing snow shower across the north during the first half of tonight. That cold air is already arriving. It's only in the teens across the far north. Highs from the capital region on south have been between about 30 and 35 degrees. Tonight we'll see that chance for a snow shower or squall during the evening hours, and then we'll see a clearing trend as that cold air really pushes in. Low temperatures will be in the single digits above and below zero, with the potential for some teens below zero in portions of the Adirondacks. High pressure builds in for Christmas Day tomorrow. We'll look for a mainly sunny sky for most of the day. We'll see a few clouds arrive late in the afternoon. Temperatures will be cold, ranging from the teens north into the low 20s for the capital region and into the mid-20s south. On Thursday, a little weak wave of low pressure will ride across the area. That could bring a little bit of light snow or rain to the region. It doesn't look like there's a great deal of moisture with the system, but there's certainly the potential for at least a light accumulation of snow on Thursday. And we'll also start to see some lake effect snow fire up following that storm Thursday night into Friday, especially north of the Mohawk River. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, the chance of evening snow showers, then clearing and cold, low in the single digits above and below zero, some teens below zero in the Adirondacks, and tomorrow mostly sunny and cold, high in the teens. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, the chance of evening snow showers, clearing and cold, low in the single digits above and below zero, some teens below zero in the Adirondacks, and tomorrow mostly sunny and cold, high in the teens. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, the chance of evening snow showers or squalls, then clearing and cold, low 8 to 15. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold, high in the 20s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, the chance of evening snow showers or squalls, then clearing and cold, low in the single digits. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold, high 16 to 22. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly cloudy with a chance of light rain or snow, high in the 20s and 30s, and on Friday partly sunny with a chance of snow showers mainly north and west of Albany with highs in the 20s and 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.